We continue our celebration on page 355, as we celebrate this festival, All Saints Sunday. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Amen. Please be seated as we hear God's sacred word.
A reading from the Revelation of John. I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." And he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will read a portion of Psalm 34 responsively by half verse. I will bless the Lord at all times.
His praise shall ever be in my mouth.
I will glory in the Lord.
Let the humble hear and rejoice.
Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord.
Let us exalt his name together.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me.
And delivered me out of all my terror.
Look upon him and be radiant.
And let not your faces be ashamed.
I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me.
And saved me from all my troubles.
The angel of the Lord encompasses those who fear him.
And he will deliver them.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Happy are they who trust in him.
Fear the Lord, you that are his saints.
For those who fear him lack nothing.
The young lions lack and suffer hunger.
Those who seek the Lord lack nothing that is good.
The Lord ransoms the life of his servants.
None will be punished who trust in him.
A reading from the first letter of John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May what I am about to say be in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. A great communion of saints, a great cloud of witnesses, a great group of people. That's what today we celebrate on this All Saints Sunday. We remind ourselves and why the church feels it's important to transfer this celebration as well to a Sunday celebration. It is a time for us to recognize and to recall those great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us, who have tried to help us understand how to be a better Christian than I was yesterday. For you see, in our scripture readings today, each and every one of them lift up the ideals of what it means to be a part of a great community that is on a path with Jesus Christ. And that's why we celebrate this day. Nowhere does Jesus actually say that there is this place or these people labeled as saints, but it is actually a time that he recalls even from the book of Revelation and 1 John, and we are reminded that there is this community and they are lifted up and they have given of themselves and time and witness. And that's why in the book of Revelation today, we even have kind of an earmark of what we liturgically speak of in our Gloria Excelsis Deo. Bet you didn't see that one coming. Because right in verse 10, he's in John's writing of the Revelations, that says, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might to be our God forever and ever. Amen. This is the springboard to our Gloria and why we celebrate it on Sundays, to celebrate in giving praise to our God. This rejoicing is not just something that we just take lightly. It is a time for us to celebrate who we are as Christians on a great journey and witnessing for others. For you see, the great cloud of witnesses is not just simply those who have gone before us and that we remember. Some of them we will remember by name this morning. Some of them are right here with us. For you see, when Jesus is talking about in the Sermon on the Mount, who do you think he's talking about? He's talking about people who are not necessarily those who are in the in crowd. He's talking about the deplorables. He's talking about those who are ostracized from the community, those who are street people, those who are lepers who he kisses, those who are in Puerto Rico who are complaining about having no electricity, for those who are complaining that their loved ones were shot and killed in Las Vegas or in Columbine or even Heath High School. These are the people that are blessed today. They are a part of the community of saints. They are the people who work time and tirelessly in our schools as teachers, nurses, in our hospitals at Baptist and Lourdes. These are the people who are necessarily not thought of as always highly likely to be people that we want to say thank you to. And nor do we, because we just assume that they're there. Sometimes we even walk away from them because we don't like the news we get. To be blessed, and I was talking about this in my Bible study this morning, is really the word from Greek, from the marakousas. The word marakousas is actually a word that really means happy. Because the word blessed, when you think about it, is that something that's really attainable? We think about it, it's so far-reaching as that you can't tangibly touch it. But happiness, that you can touch. That is something that is attainable and something you can actually feel inside. And that, my friends, is what Jesus wants for us and wanted it for his disciples as he laid out a plan on how to lead and be a disciple of his. So happy are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Happy are they when you are persecuted for my name's sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus lays out for us about how to be happy as a Christian, but even when times are really difficult and you feel most alone, know that there is he who is with us. That's why in Revelation he is talking about, and sometimes it's misunderstood, being washed in the blood of the Lamb. And many of our hymns are, and prayers are referred to this. It's not necessarily about martyrdom. It is about washing ourselves in our sorrow from the cross Jesus was crucified on. For that, my friends, is how we become pure as white. You can forget about Clorox, bleach, because it even gets whiter than that. Jesus is talking to his disciples and to all those people on that mountainside, that hillside, that we are all a part of the great cloud of witnesses. And yes, even in political terms, when are misconstrued as being the word deplorable, it really refers to our failings as people, our darkest parts of ourselves, when we are rude and crude to each other, when we are not trying to be peacemakers and lead happiness to others. For we all are not perfect. That is why Jesus is saying we need to strive for that. So if you were a little bit better today than you were yesterday, you're right on the right track. But that's what Jesus wants for us. He wants us to know that we are a part of the happy lot. We are a part of the people who are out those doors, who we need to be inviting. And I think a part of the great part of being an Episcopalian is about finding the place where people are and accepting them as they are. They are a part of the great cloud of witnesses. They, my friends, are part of the imperfection of life. We're even in those places like Orlando, Las Vegas, Puerto Rico, even in places as Houston and the entire state of Florida that were devastated by a hurricane and are still suffering, even those are part of the great cloud. We are all being invited to rejoice and be glad. As he says at the very end, rejoice and be glad, be happy that you have accepted a life filled with sometimes not the best, and to accept the fact that you're not perfect. Because the cross isn't the end. the crucifixion isn't the end. And as we celebrate Reformation Sunday, last Sunday, or on the 31st, I should say, 500 years of moving forward, that's a big deal. Instead of thinking of ourselves as being stuck in a rut, we're actually asking ourselves to move forward just like Martin Luther did. Not to stay stuck as buying somebody's prayers like indulgences. No. We need to be continually forward thinking of how we can lift each other up and celebrate the community of saints. And the people who I believe today we remember especially are those people who have gone before us. Even in their imperfections, Jesus has welcomed them into that community as well. I would like to read their names just right now. Bill Black, or as some people knew him as, Billy Black. For Tom Bush. For Charles E. Crouch. For Sig Keelan. For Augie Schiller. For Ken Schubert. They are burning brightly. And they are lifted up, just like a lot of your loved ones, both past and present. People you're sitting right next to are part of that great cloud. And yes, even if that person isn't there any longer, their spirit is, and they're with you too. We honor them today. We honor and celebrate this great cloud of witnesses. We rejoice with their lineage that they leave behind. And as we celebrate our stewardship this month, we celebrate the people who helped build Grace Episcopal Church. They celebrate with us so that we may continue the forward movement of Jesus Christ in the Episcopal Church here at Grace. Can't do that without you to be that great part of that great cloud as well. I see sometimes in this wonderful Beatitudes, it is really a witnessing of who we are and where we're going and how we become better as Christian Episcopalians. My friends in Christ, rejoice and be glad, for yours is the kingdom of God. Amen. If you'd please stand with me and let us profess our faith with the Nicene Creed, found on page 358 in your Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us, for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and
I invite you to pray with me the Litany of Saints found on page 4 of your bulletin. Let us pray together. Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah, Jacob and Rachel and Leah, makers of the covenant, forebears of our race.
Stand here beside us.
Elizabeth and Simeon and Joseph, exemplars in the love and care of children.
Stand here beside us.
John the Baptizer, preparer of the way of the Lord.
Stand here beside us.
Thomas the Doubter and Augustine of Canterbury, travelers who carried the gospel to distant places.
Stand here beside us.
Mary Magdalene, anointer of the Lord's feet.
Stand here beside us.
Peter, the rock of the church.
Stand here beside us.
Luke the physician, Francis who kissed the leper, and all who brought to the sick and suffering the hands of healing.
Stand here beside us.
David and the psalmists.
Stand here beside us.
Amos the prophet who held up the plumb line.
Stand here beside us.
John the seer of Patmos.
Stand here beside us.
Paul the apostle transfixed by noonday light.
Stand here beside us.
Stephen the deacon and first martyr. Justin, Ignatius, and Polycarp, who refused Caesar, Perpetua and Felicity, torn by beasts in the arena, Thomas Cranmer, burned in Oxford, and all your holy ones who died in witness to Christ.
Stand here beside us.
Martin Luther, who could do no other.
Stand here beside us.
Sojourner Truth and Martin Luther King Jr., pilgrims of justice.
Stand here beside us.
Glorious company of heaven.
Stand here beside us.
All climbers of the ladder of paradise.
Stand here beside us.
All runners of the celestial race.
Stand here beside us.
Great cloud of witnesses.
Stand here beside us.
Mary most holy, bearer of God.
Stand here beside us.
Jesus our liberator, creator of all.
Stand here beside us.
Jesus our liberator, redeemer of all.
Stand here beside us.
Jesus our liberator, sanctifier of all. Jesus, our liberator, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
Stand here beside us.
And with all the great cloud of witnesses, Almighty God, we remember them today in name and in the silence of our hearts. Almighty God, we give you thanks for your blessed communion of saints on earth and in heaven, and we pray you to bring us into ever deeper communion with them, having mercy on us when we err, and making us perfect through the merits of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor, turning to page 360.
Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you
in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all of your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace, y'all.
Peace Choir. Peace. As we come back together, we have a few announcements. Please be seated. I have a few announcements. This week, there'll be a group of us as a delegation from our church, our congregation here. We'll be going to the Diocese Convention in Louisville at St. Mark's Parish Church. And so Ron Sladek, Sarah Lewis-Meyer, Chad Dorsey, Deacon Richard, and myself, and my daughter, Claire, who will be our youth representative for our church, and then Miss Carly Lane will be attending her first convention as our youth director. She will be, and the rest of us will be representing our church at that convention. And so we'll be there Friday and Saturday and conducting business and going to some interesting workshops to help better ourselves as Christians and the greater part of the Episcopal Church. So doing your business as a diocese. So we'll be up there Friday and Saturday. Also, the loose offering today is being given to All Saints Center and Retreat Center and Camp. Today we're remembering them. And one of the great joys, I put in a copy of the letter we received from the All Saints Board, because I thought it was really helpful for you to know what's been going on in the meantime. A lot of great work. We now have an interim director for the camp and center, and his Bill Beam is doing a marvelous job up there. And just to know that the assessment monies that we give to our diocese gives a helpful, we assess or support that center enormously with your help. And so your generous offering today is also greatly appreciated on this festival day as we remember All Saints. And so I encourage you to take a look at that letter and see the great work that is continuing to move on. And hopefully we as a congregation can support the center and camp in the near future. One of my goals is to maybe have resurrect an all-parish overnight at Camp All Saints or the center there, or to have a retreat or two there during the course of the year. Next Sunday, we're going to be celebrating Veterans Day here at Grace Church. And so if you are a veteran or have served our country or someone you'd like to remember, please contact the parish office with that name. And if you'd like to join us as to be a part of the celebration in the procession next Sunday, please let us know. We'd love to have you here. You can, if you can, come in uniform. That'd be awesome, too, if you can. I can't fit in my uniform anymore. I'm working at it, though. I'm working on it. But you're welcome to come, and we're going to, and if you can't and would like or prefer not to be a part of the procession, we're going to do a special blessing ceremony for all of our veterans next Sunday. So honor them. I'm also going to be having an inquirer class in a couple of weeks. For those of you who are interested or are new to the Episcopal Church or need a refresher course, join me on November 18th at 10 a.m. We'll have a little continental breakfast for you and a few hours of Q&A time and presentation of what is the Episcopal Church and how we can be better Episcopal or Christian Episcopalians. Then also on the next day, on November 19th, a little difference this year, we're not going to have our Thanksgiving Eve service on Wednesday because Paducah Cooperative Ministry has asked Grace Church to host the interfaith service here at Grace Church. And so over 60-some congregations help Paducah Cooperative Ministry to make it a place where we can help the needy in our community and those who are less fortunate than ourselves. And so it's a great way for us to all to come together and give thanks to God in whatever capacity or faith community you belong in. And so please join us at that service. More information is in your bulletin, and information can be found on posters. It's at 6 p.m. on that Sunday night before Thanksgiving. Lastly, one more thing, is that Daughters of the King is going to be celebrating a day of reflection on December 2nd at 10 a.m. here at church. And one of the cool things that they're going to be doing is looking at a different prayer format, and that is with using prayer beads. You're going to be having the opportunity, if you'd like, to come and make an Anglican prayer rosary, if you'd like, and then also learn how other traditions use prayer beads as a part of their meditation and prayer life. Lunch will be provided. There is no cost to you. Daughters of the King will be taking care of that. We do ask you to please register by next Sunday by contacting my wife Susie or Peggy Henney. Can you ladies raise your hands? There you are. Let them know if you are coming so that we can have plenty of food and we can order the beads. Kimberly Stevenson, my parish our parish administrative assistant, will be leading us in the construction of these prayer beads. It's a wonderful way of praying. I have one in my pocket right now. Whenever I'm at Walmart or I'm waiting and I'm getting impatient, I pick them up and I start praying the babies. I get them out and praying them. So please RSVP, and it's for both men and women, by the way. It's so you can come as a couple and join us for that wonderful morning. Lastly, if you haven't gotten your stewardship prayer form or your stewardship form in yet, please do so as quickly as possible. Ushers have the stewardship pledge forms by each exit. We're inviting all the family members to please fill those out and to participate in the life of Grace Church. All right.
I have one announcement. I know the high is predicted to be 80 degrees, and so this may not be top of mind right now, but before you know it, we will be enduring bitterly cold temperatures, and we have been invited again by the community kitchen folks over here, the warming center, to staff the warming center. This year, there will be two shifts that we are asked to fill. One is afternoon and early evening until about 10 o'clock, and then the very early morning shift. The overnight shift is being professionally staffed this year, so no graveyard shift this year. This is a ministry that's just vital to people's lives and dignity. It's not a homeless shelter so much as just a place to provide people a place to stay alive, because they have no other place to go when it gets down in the 20s and teens. And it's a way to fulfill your baptismal covenant to respect the dignity of every human being. So there are training sessions tomorrow night at 6 p.m. over at the Community Kitchen, 13th and Martin Luther King Drive. And if you can't make it tomorrow night, there'll be one on Monday the 13th the following week, 6 p.m. over there, training session, won't take a long time. Please give it consideration. Thank you. And Don has an announcement.
It's that time of the school year where our college students are finishing up their regular classes in the next 3 weeks or so and preparing for finals, which means they will need some late night snacks. I and Sarah Harris, a recent college graduate, are taking over the college care boxes this year. If you remember from when Stefan was here, we used to see the boxes out in Fletcher Hall. We could see the names. We could remember, oh, yeah, you know, because sometimes when they go off to college, we sort of forget them. So we will be having the boxes out in Fletcher Hall. So hopefully by next Sunday. We also take monetary donations if you'd like to just write a check and put college boxes in the memo. But, you know, make a Sam's run, get some little packages of cookies or granola bars, anything that will help our college students through their finals week. Thanks.
Yeah. They're a part of our great community of saints as well. So that's a great way to remember them. Ron?
I wanted to take this opportunity to invite you next week to our breakfast that we have. It's a Verger's breakfast. You know, that we try to really rival Cracker Barrel. So, you know,
and
I think
does.
It's good. It's something for everybody. And, you know, if you just like fruit, we have that. If you just like pastries, we have that. It's after the early service, so about 8:30 or so in the parish hall, and it's by donation only. So please come. Thank you.
It is rival Cracker Barrel. All right. Let's sing our children in. The light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Freely have we been given, freely let us give. We also give thanks for these flowers that have been given to us in celebration of this sacrament. Mary Louise Catterjohn, in memory of Juliet Kennedy Miller, and for Anne and Ken Davis, in memory of their mother, Charles E. Crouch. We continue this celebration on page 361 in your Book of Common Prayer, page 361. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For in the multitude of your saints you have surrounded us with a great cloud of witnesses, that we might rejoice in their fellowship and run with endurance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that never fades away. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of the new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at that last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Right. The gifts of God for you, the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Wherever you are in your faith journey, all baptized Christians are welcome at this communion rail and at this altar. If you'd prefer not to receive the bread and the wine of our Lord Jesus Christ, please come and join the deacon and myself in prayer. Cross your arms over your chest to indicate that. Please join us in prayer, for we are all part of the great cloud of witnesses. Amen. All are welcome. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven, Jim. David, the body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Barbara, the body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Dawn, the body of Christ, the bread of heaven. God bless you and keep you as you continue healing. Amen. Gary, the body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Amy, body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Let us offer our prayer after Holy Communion, found on page 498, page 498 in your Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you that you, in your great love, you have fed us with the spiritual food and drink of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and have given us a foretaste of your heavenly banquet. Grant that this sacrament may be for us comfort in affliction and a pledge in our inheritance in the kingdom, where there is no death, nor sorrow, nor crying, but the fullness of joy with all your saints, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. One last announcement. I forgot to mention that this bulletin board was used at our festival day for All Saints, All Souls on this past Wednesday, and will be in state in Fletcher Hall for the rest of this month. You are welcome to place names of those of loved ones that you would like to be remembered in prayers this month on this bulletin board, where it will be in Fletcher Hall. And especially we remember those dearly departed who have passed away since this last All Saints gathering. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, bless you this day, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Well done, choir. That was beautiful.